Outgoing Animus boss David Sierra says there is considerable reduction in violence across the country after the signing of the 2018 revitalized peace agreement, adding that the parties to the deal have made major decisions to implement the deal. The top UN diplomat in South Sudan says the formation of the unity government, along with the appointment of national and state officials, have bolstered efforts to address some security challenges in the country.
Over the coming year, there will be a reduction of our military and police peacekeepers by around about 7%. We're also refocusing our efforts to ensure that UNMISS is fit for purpose in the evolving political and security situation.
In September 2020, UNMISS withdrew security services at 6 UN Protection of Civilians sites across the country, where some 200,000 displaced persons have sought refuge for 7 years. Sierra says the United Nations Security Council is aware of the move to reduce the number of 14,500 military forces and 2,000 police officers who serve as peacekeepers across the country. He describes the implementation of the South Sudan's 2018 peace deal as fragile.
While important progress has been made, the peace process remains fragile and there is still much to be done, including picking up the pace on constitution-making, transitional justice and economic reform. And there are also courageous decisions that need to be made to unify the soldiers of the different parties.
The UNMISS chief says continued violence in Jonglei and Warap states presents security significant challenges to the South Sudan government.
I urge the people and leaders of South Sudan to remain unified and energized to push the peace process forward, to fully implement the revitalized agreement and hold elections so communities across the country can finally enjoy true peace and prosperity.
This is the first time the UN has announced plans to reduce the size of its peacekeepers in South Sudan since the renewed conflict erupted in 2016. In New York on Tuesday, UN spokesman Stephen Dujarric announced that Sierra will be succeeded by Nicholas Haysom after serving for 4 years in South Sudan. He said Sierra expressed his admiration for the South Sudanese people, whom he called tough, resilient, and remarkably patient. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.